WCNO Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be
service in Miami has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Palm Beach County in southeastern Florida until 3:30 p.m. At 2:59 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Wellington, moving east at 20 miles an hour. Hazard, 60 miles an hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include West Palm Beach, Boca Raton, Boynton Beach, Delray Beach, Wellington, Lake Worth, Palm Beach, Highland Beach, Ocean Ridge, Green Acres, Royal Palm Beach, Palm Springs, Lantana, Atlantis, Tabor Hill, Cloud Lake, Palm Beach International Airport, Golden Lakes, Lion Country Safari Park, and Gun Club Estates. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
Trust in God and then live as we wish. Number two, it is promised that we shall be well provided for in this world. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Thou shalt have a settlement and a comfortable maintenance. The just shall live by faith, and it is good living, good feeding upon the promises. God himself is a shepherd, a feeder to all that trust in him. We must make God our heart's delight, and then we shall have our heart's desire. We must not only depend upon God, but be free from anxiety in him. We must be well pleased that there is a God, that he is such a one as he has revealed himself to be, and that he is our God in covenant. We must be satisfied with his loving kindness and make that our exceeding joy. Following the command to do good is the command to delight in God. The pleasant duty of delighting in God has a promise attached to it, which is, he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. He has not promised to gratify all the appetites of the body and the humors of the fancy, but to grant all the desires of the heart, all the cravings of the renewed, sanctified soul. What is the desire of the heart of a good man? It is this, to know and love and to live to God, to please him and to be pleased in him. Number three, we must make God our guide and submit in everything to his guidance and disposal. And then all our affairs, even those that seem most intricate and perplexed, shall be made to issue well and to our satisfaction. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, the burden of thy care. We must roll it off ourselves so as not to afflict and perplex ourselves with thoughts about future events, not to hinder and trouble ourselves either with the plan of the means with expectation of the end, but refer it to God and leave it to him by his wise and good providence to order and dispose of all our concerns as he pleases. Retreat thy way unto the Lord. That is, by prayer spread thy case and all thy cares about it before the Lord, and then trust in him to bring it to a good issue, with a full satisfaction that all is well that God does, he shall bring that to pass, whatsoever it is, which thou hast committed to him, if not to thy plan, yet to thy content. He will find means to remove you out of your narrow passage, to prevent thy fears, and bring about thy purposes. To thy satisfaction, in particular, he will take care of thy reputation and bring thee out of thy difficulties, not only with comfort, but with credit and honor. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. That is, he shall make it to appear that thou art an honest man, and that is honor enough. In conclusion, this psalm addresses the problem caused when godless people prosper. It helps the faithful to see that it really is better to stay loyal to the Lord. A loyalty expressed in contentment, honest dealing, generosity, and just speech. The Lord will make the distinction between the two groups clear in his own time, but the faithful must wait patiently. Our salvation is all because Jesus was crucified on the cross for our sins. They put nails in his hands and feet and a crown of thorns on his head. He suffered, bled, and died. But after 3 days, he arose from the dead with all powers in his hands. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hearing aids may reduce the risk of dementia by half, a study says, by Madeline Holcomber. Alzheimer's disease fast facts. Even though you will not have experts diagnosing the case cause of your hearing loss or fine-tuning your device, it is probably still better to use a hearing aid than none at all, he said. But the study also showed the importance of maintaining physical health to prevent cognitive decline. What this study is really telling us is that individuals that do have those underlying comorbidities or risk factors for cognitive decline need to be even more diligent about doing those annual visits, Holland said. That means checking in with a primary care provider regularly, getting regular physical activity, prioritizing eating leafy greens, berries, and omega-type fatty acids, getting good sleep, and keeping your brain sharp by learning new things, he added. Those elements are especially important if you have hearing loss, atherosclerosis, high blood pressure, heart disease, or neurovascular disease, Holland said. With cognitive decline and dementia, it is most effective to get ahead of the problem, intervening earlier to either prevent the disease process altogether or to help build resilience in this face of a disease process is ideal, he added. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church That is based on the Holy Bible.
Weather service in Melbourne has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern St. Lucie County in east central Florida, southeastern Indian River County in east central Florida, until 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At 3:08 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a severe thunderstorm was located 10 miles southwest of Lakewood Park, or 12 miles west of Indrio, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Fort Pierce, Vero Beach, Indian River Shores, Vero Beach South, and Gifford. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Frequent cloud-to-ground lightning is also occurring with this storm. Move indoors immediately. Remember, lightning can strike beyond 10 miles away from a thunderstorm.
Watch him, and he will direct your path. Decide now what you will say when the voices speak. For the youth who are tempted by peer pressure to break the law or make an unwise decision, decide now to say no before the temptation comes your way. Ask God for wisdom. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Choose obedience, and as you do, you can expect blessings. The blessing of a clean conscience, the blessing of a good night's sleep, the blessing of God's fellowship, and the blessing of God's favor. There is no guarantee of an easy or trouble-free life. It is the assurance of God's help, and it is yours to claim. Psalms 34:19 says, the good man does not escape all troubles. He has them too, but the Lord helps him in each and every one. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news. Repent and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, trust and obey his word, and take purposeful action for his glory. Stay encouraged, my friends, and keep looking up. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Depend on you. Yes, I depend.